Welcome, everybody. This is Brad Goodwin, National Sales Manager from Dallas, Texas. And let me tell you, it's a great night. We've got a lot of people on the phone right now, and we appreciate each and every one of you getting on tonight for this special call. You know, I want to talk real quickly, kind of in general, about what's happening this next year. And that is, we're bringing in a group of leaders for the Leaders of Tomorrow Conference. And those are the up-and-coming leaders from around the country. And we're going to go over some stuff. But then we follow that up with an event, and a huge event called Champions Weekend. And let me tell you, you know, I can't stress how important Champions Weekend is for corporate to set their goals and set their priorities at that event with the brokers out in the field. And that's what makes it just an incredibly huge event for us at corporate, because that sets the tone for us and what we do throughout that year. You know, kind of to give you a real quick wrap on what the call is about tonight, Mark Jarvis is going to get on the call and talk about the importance of building for an event like this because of what you're going to hear from corporate and from the brokers out there. And he's going to bring on a couple of Founders Ring earners to give testimonies on what they saw. And then Mark's going to bring on the owners of the company, Dennis and Daniel Bloom, and they're going to give you some gold, and they're also going to give you a special announcement on that call. And then Mark's going to get back, and he's going to wrap it up. But, you know, we're excited to be on this call tonight, and we can't wait to get this started. So, Mark, are you there?
I sure am, Brent. What an incredible turnout tonight. You know, we really probably filled all the lines up, you know, 10 minutes before the call. And, you know, we're excited. You know, you could just feel something in the air here in Ameriplan that, you know, we are all coming together for, you know, just an awesome, awesome total focus for what 2005 is going to bring. And you know what? We just couldn't be more on the same page than what we are right now. And you know, Champions Weekend is going to play such a major part of this whole picture, because Champions Weekend is the next big event. You got Leaders of Tomorrow where, you know, people are going to be able to come in, and I think experience some of what I've experienced just recently, you know, with being around Dennis and Daniel. I could tell you, I've never seen them more focused in everything that we do. You know, this coming year is coming to, you know, to a point of one particular focus, and I'll let them kind of share with you, you know, what that is. But Champions Weekend is going to be an important part on you being a part of the big picture, because Ameriplan can become a billion-dollar company, but it's about what are you going to do, what part of it is going to be yours. And I have to share this story with you because I know that many of you are brand new brokers that are on the call tonight. And, you know, at one time I was sitting where you were at. I was trying to figure out if I could go to a particular event. And the truth of the matter is I decided that I was not going to go. I was living in Houston, and we were having this event in San Antonio, and it was just a one-night event. But at that time, it was just major for this company. And I would call Dennis, and I try to explain to him how I was not going to be at this event. And I pick up the phone, and I call, and before I could even bring it up, he said, "Man, it's going to be an exciting time in San Antonio. Make sure you get everybody there." In fact, they had a contest, you know, that was worth about $2,000, you know. And I thought, man, and you had to get 10 brand new regional sales directors there. And I kept on thinking, you know, this is way too far out of reach. And I was selling cars at the time. I thought, I can't afford to take off work. That's on the weekend. I simply can't go. And I made 4 different phone calls to try to explain how I couldn't go. And I chickened out every time I called. But here's the amazing thing. The last call that I made, and Dennis is you know, talking about, man, you got to get everybody you can to San Antonio. When I backed out, I made the decision. I said, you know what? I'm going to go. If I can't tell them I'm not going to be there, I'm going to be there. But if I'm going to be there, I'm going to be there and give it all I got and get the biggest team I can there. And I had, you know, a few weeks to work up to that. You know, at that time, you know, I wasn't making $500 a month, and neither was anybody on our team. But the people that we got at that event in San Antonio, that when they seen the vision of Dennis and Daniel for that coming year, and it was a whole lot smaller than it is today, but to be a part of that, people made commitments that night, and as an end result, the end result was that one event, through several people making $100,000 a year, paid me $400,000 a year in residual income. You know, I hate to think of, you know, what would happen had I not put out for that one event. Because you never know when yours is coming. I'll give you another major event that happened in 1997, the National Convention. Same story, you know. You know, obviously, getting people to go. I had some brand new people in the company that were basically, you know, they couldn't understand why they should pay the money and travel to Dallas. And some of the words they used was, I'm self-motivated. I don't really need to go to this event. You know, I heard that from Joe and Carol Garvey, you know, going to that event. You know, Sam and Evelyn Walker, we're trying to figure out about going to this event. They decide to go to the event. You know, Brad Murray and John Cash decide to go to that event. You know, that one event today in 1997, today also pays me somewhere probably around $350,000 a year. And it all happened by people making decisions at that particular event. And I know we got some great stories. I know Joe and Carol are on a cruise this week. But, you know, they went into Champions Weekend with the team a couple years ago, and they were earning $60,000 a year. And really, that had kind of been their goal in this business, and they were kind of topped out at that position. They took a team of people to Champions Weekend, and 1 year later, they have four national sales directors on the front line, and their income increases $90,000, putting them at $150,000 a year. So what I want to do right now, and I know that Lorraine called. I'm not sure if she got bumped off the call or not, but I want to go to some people that and let them share with you their experience with Champions Weekend. Lorraine Brown, are you online? Lorraine Brown, okay. I was afraid that she got bumped off, and my speakers may be bumped off. What about Steve Luxenberg, you online?
I am. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, just speak up because you're a little bit distorted. But tell me, Steve, you came into Champions Weekend. I guess we had just met in Dallas at a leaders' conference right before that. And you came into Champions Weekend as a national sales director. And kind of tell us where you were coming into the event and kind of, you know, just tell us what kind of happened as a result.
All right. I hope you can hear me a little better now.
Yes, we can hear you fine, Steve. Just speak loud.
All right, Mark. You know, I first came to Champions Weekend 2 years ago, and I was a brand new national sales director, and I was making about $1,000 a month, and I wasn't too happy about it or proud of it, but I thought I had done well. I mean, I was still working a full-time job trying to do this in the evenings, and everybody's starting to tell me I got to go to this event. And I'm thinking, I got to work a full-time job and build a merit plan in the evenings. I don't have time to go to an event. And you guys started talking about trusting in the event, building from event to event, and that this was essential. So there was no way I could afford much. We drove up, and we went to Champions Weekend, and you know, bring your people, right? Okay, I only had a handful of people even in the game. You know, I didn't have much, but I promoted it and said, look, let's go. Let's go. This is supposed to be big. Let's go. And I got to meet you and the leaders of Ameriplan and the corporate staff there supporting this event that you guys, the top producers, were running the event. And that's what makes this event unique, is that it's completely run by the top producers in Ameriplan driving home what topic, and that's how to build your business. And I grabbed the few players I had, and we went, and we made decisions that weekend 2 years ago, and I came home and decided to go out on faith and build my business full-time and got serious with my
my little group of folks there, all four of them made national sales director, and when I came back to see you again last year at Champions Weekend, my income had grown over $100,000 a year. My whole team is absolutely focused. Our organization knows and believes in this event, and the uniqueness of meeting with the top producers, the guys, the top recruiters. I mean, you get to hang with the top recruiters telling you how they did it. You get to just everything you ever wanted to pick out of the brains of the people that are on the front line, really on the scoreboard, you get that. And the atmosphere and being able to hug your neck and being able to be with the right people, it changed my life and my business. And now we're looking forward to coming to Champions Weekend for the third time, and we're believing over 200,000 for this event.
Well, I tell you what, that's an awesome story, Steve. And, you know, I know that you had major results with it. You know, I also look at, I'm thinking about Rick Weidel and the results he had. You know, he's in your group, and right now I know that he's in the top 10 on, some of our new programs, and he's just doing phenomenal right now in the business, and he's a whole different, leader today coming out of Champions Weekend, isn't he?
Well, they are. Everybody's changed. I don't know how the power of the event, I mean, or Troy Cotterman or these other Janine Andrews President's Clubs now, and we all just met there. Mark, we hadn't even seen the whites of one another's eyes. Most of us met through internet marketing, and we met and hugged for the first time and stood there and made decisions and strategy from leading from the top of the company on what to do, and we left there and did it, and we're all changed for it, and we thank you for running this event for us, Mark.
All right, Steve. Well, I appreciate you taking time to share with us and be on the call tonight, and we know that you'll have your team and your team's teams there in a big way, so thanks for sharing with us, Steve. All right, what I want to do right now is, I want to go to somebody that when they came to their first Champions Weekend, they did not come as a broker. In fact, you know, you're talking about sometimes we struggle with getting somebody to an event. By inviting somebody to get somebody to make a commitment to an event, and they're not even signed up in the business yet. And that's Mike McDonald. Mike, you online?
Yes, sir. Mark, we're here.
All right, Mike, you got a whole different, you've really seen your first Champions Weekend from a different set of eyes. And I'd like for you to kind of share with you kind of, you know, why you promote so hard for Champions Weekend and what you experience looking at it from an outsider looking in.
Well, Mark, I knew Dennis and Daniel Bloom from back in 1993, and I actually, the company's about a year and a half old, doing about $150,000 a year in total sales. Got to meet those guys and just, you know, watched their vision of where they wanted to go, and just year after year after year, I watched the company grow and grow and grow and grow, and on the very first Champions Weekend, you were involved. And of course, I knew you in a previous life, and I had watched a lot of people start making some pretty serious money. I remember going to coffee with Dennis and Daniel, and they were talking about all these different people making money, making money, making money. So when I had the opportunity to go to the very first Champions Weekend, I was a guest in the sense that I sat on the back row as a outsider, was not a broker. And I was so impressed with how many people crossing that stage earning, you know, sizable checks, $50,000, $80,000, $100,000, $150,000, $200,000, all the way up to $650,000 a year in lifetime residual income. I was impressed with the training that was being done at the conference. I was, you know, the leadership, the philosophy of the company, the mission statement, in a sense, of where the company was going. And my wife and I, Verna, sat on that back row, and she kept elbowing me, saying, "Did you hear that? Did you see that? Did you hear that?" And we were so moved with where the company's vision was that that's what turned us on to become brokers. We made a commitment right there that we, you know, had missed the boat for a short while, but we needed to be at the right place at the right time by getting involved with Ameriplan. So We came back, we got ourselves ready to go, and we have not missed an event since. And today, because of that decision that we made, we make well over $200,000 a year. So it was definitely the best business decision I've ever made.
You know, it's amazing, Mike, that a lot of times people ask the question, well, what event should I go to? And, you know, the obvious answer is the very next one in front of you, right?
Very, very true. We do build toward event to event, but the thing that's different between anything else that I've seen is at Champions Weekend, all the leaders come together and they're all singing out of the same hymn book. And the education, the training, the personal development, the feeling of family that you get from there will easily put you 6 months to a year ahead of track of where you would be if you wasn't there. An easy 6 months to a year ahead of track of where you would be.
All right. Well, Mike, I appreciate you taking time to share with us your experience with Champions Weekend.
Well, I can promise you one thing. I'll never miss one of them, even if they have to wheel me in a wheelchair.
Well, we won't expect that wheelchair. We'll just let you walk in, okay?
All right, bud.
All right. Thanks a lot. And, you know, I want to go right now to Manny. I guess that, you know, he came to an event, and, you know, there was two events that I remember that Brad came to. And when he came to, he was kind of looking and feeling his way through to kind of just see, you know, number one, where he fit in the company and really and truly, you know, what the real picture was. He only knew it through me, but we've been friends for a long time. And, you know, obviously he was seeing it from a very biased opinion. Now, Brad, are you online, Brad Murray?
I'm here, Mark.
Well, Brad, you know, obviously, you know, the you know, your first convention made an impact on you, and also, you know, I remember as we went into that first Champions Weekend, coming out of it, you know, the growth that your organization had, and yeah, you know, I want to talk to you about, you know, what is it that makes this event so powerful, and why is it that going into 2005, you think this event is going to impact people more than anything we've ever done?
Well, I think everybody's going to kind of get a clue about that tonight when they hear from the owners of Ameriplan, because they have a vision, you know, and it's a big vision. And when you can be a part, when you can participate with a company that has a big goal and a big vision, and you can be a part of that team as it goes to new levels, you know, you're going to go to levels and your team is going to go to levels that ordinarily wouldn't even be possible. But I tell you what's unique about this event is that this event is about something called leadership development. And I think Luxembourg hit on it pretty good. I mean, he came in there as just a, you know, really a broker with $1,000 a month income and four people on his team. But at that event, Steve Luxembourg went from a broker to becoming, making the decision and getting empowered as to how to become a leader in this company. And what you find is that it doesn't matter what kind of, you don't have to be a great speaker or orator or a stage presence by any means, but everybody can become a leader in this company. And what happens at this event is that people are changed because people become leaders. And once they become leaders, they go out into this company, and their lives are transformed. I mean, their incomes go way up. They build these teams. I mean, it's incredible transformation of people. It's personal growth. It's leadership development. And it's something that is not taught anywhere. It's not taught in schools. It's not taught in seminars. There's no place where you can go and learn leadership development. And to think that everybody, that's what impressed me so much about Ameriplan when I first looked, is that I saw very average, ordinary, blue-collar, working-class people who in their former life were, you know, janitors at the brewery or driving school buses, working construction, selling used cars. And in Ameriplan, they became leaders, and they got very, very wealthy. And I wanted to participate in that same thing. And I tell you what, there's no event better in Ameriplan about leadership development than Champions Weekend. And so I just want to encourage anybody listening to this call that if you have a dream of getting to the new level, you can do it. If you'll get to Champions Weekend, you'll learn how to do it. And you invest one weekend of your life, and it'll change your life forever, Mark.
Absolutely. You and I did about a two-hour call recently and about this subject. I believe what people are going to learn at Champions Weekend about leadership, I believe it will surpass every single event on that subject combined. And there's one thing that everybody always wonders, and I can promise you, you're going to find the actual answers to this equation at Champions Weekend. People wonder, how can somebody that can train and speak good from the stage, build a pretty good organization maybe, or maybe not, but yet somebody that really doesn't do a good job as far as speaking ability or training, but yet they keep on developing leader after leader after leader, and their income keeps going up. People will tell me all the time, well, that person just got lucky. Can you imagine? Because what they try to measure them by is the ability they have from speaking from stage. One thing that you'll find is leadership and stage presence don't even relate to each other. You will get wealthy in this business when you learn the art of leadership, when you learn how to empower somebody from a prospect to a broker to a regional sales director. And it doesn't start when you have a group. It starts before you have the group. So anyway, we're definitely excited about that subject. And Brad, I appreciate your input on that. Appreciate you being on the call.
Thank you.
All right. Well, now is the moment that we've all been waiting for. We have the privilege and honor to get to talk to the founders of Ameriplane, and it's, we got such a unique company. No other companies can you have the owners of the company come on and talk to you about what their plans are for the year. We all, as brokers, hear the word close out. We close out being regional sales director. We close out being a senior. We close out being national sales director or founders ring winner. But I tell you what, Dennis and Daniel have their own version of going to new levels and closing out. And we're honored tonight to have them both on the phone. But I want to first talk to Daniel. Daniel, you online?
Yes, sir. Mark, I'm here. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you great. And, Daniel, just a week or so ago, in there talking to you and Dennis, I walked away with a new vision that I've never had, never experienced in this company, because I don't think I've ever seen you guys more focused on knowing what you want to accomplish in the year coming than I ever have right now.
Well, Mark, I tell you what, Dennis and I have been long, hard talk what our goals for Ameriplane should be for 2005. And we've developed three major goals for this company in 2005. And the first of those major goals is to recruit 100,000 new brokers in 2005. This is a major goal. This is a big goal, because this is double what we normally do on an annual basis. But I guarantee you, we're up to it. The second goal that Dennis and I have for Ameriplane is to focus on new ways and programs to enable brokers to move up the management structure, the PIN levels, faster. And number three, those first two goals are an integral part of the final goal for this company, and that's to have new brokers earn a monthly residual check of at least $3,000 a month much, much faster in 2005 than we have in the past. Mark, in order to facilitate this, we've invited a special group of up-and-coming leaders to attend Leaders of Tomorrow in Dallas, Texas, January the 6th through the 8th, to discuss some of these topics and give us feedback. Mark, any programs, new training, or incentives that come out of this meeting will be launched at Champions Weekend. Folks, you do not want to miss out to hear firsthand the exciting news coming from corporate at Champions Weekend. Mark, it's going to be an exciting year, and I guarantee you, Champion Weekend is going to be an exciting time for those folks that are in attendance.
Absolutely. And Daniel, something I think that is so unique about this is normally when we launch new programs, we normally do it, we wait till mid-year, we do it at the national convention. And I think what this is really just telling us, it's proof positive that, you know, you guys are focused. You're not wanting to, you're wanting to make sure you get off to a fast start in order to get that 100,000 brokers. And that's why you're launching, I guess, at Champions Weekend this year versus wait.
Well, absolutely right, Mark. Normally we'd wait to convention in July. But I tell you what, this is so important. This is such a big goal for Ameriplan in 2005, this 100,000 new brokers. Dennis and I are focused like you would not believe on this particular goal today, and we're going to have some exciting news to announce at Champions Weekend, okay?
All right. Well, listen, Danny, I appreciate that. And, yeah, I want to get some also some feedback. And Dennis, are you online?
Yes, I am. Mark, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. You have to talk loud because with the amount of people we have online, it's harder, a little bit hard for all of us to hear each other. But, you know, you guys, I just really want to talk with y'all for just a minute. Because 100,000 brokers, you know, it, and I guess what most of us in the field look at as exciting times, for example, is, you know, there's no denying that in the month of October and November, that when we had all these brokers coming into the company, I mean, that was an explosion. And, you know, what you guys are really telling us is the fact that that's going to be the norm around this company the entire year of next year, that type of activity and growth.
Well, Mark, you're exactly right. You know, we had a fantastic last 2 weeks of October and the month of November, and we're having a fantastic December. We are closing out 04 in just a monster way. And when Daniel and I sat down and we were trying to do our planning for 05 and we were discussing, you know, where the company had been in 04 and where we really wanted to see people to be in 05, the goal of recruiting 100,000 new brokers was just so obvious to us, and that was the goal that we set for this company. But we knew that we couldn't do it unless we had what I call a team, I mean a real team, people that would join with us, that would understand the magnificence of recruiting and sharing their Ameriplan opportunity with 100,000 new people across the United States. And so that's when we, as Daniel said, we normally announce any new programs and incentives and promotions. We usually try to hold those back until our annual convention in July. But Mark, July, we're going to be more than halfway to our goal in July. So we're going to focus in this year on getting a super 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 fast start. And we're going to do that by focusing in on Champions Weekend. And I tell you what, you know, we've kind of played around with the theme of what 05 should be. And I was at an event about 3 weeks ago, and I heard a gentleman speak, and he used a phrase that I think really describes what 05 needs to be for Ameriplan. In order to reach this huge goal, recruiting 100,000 new brokers in 05, we're going to have to be one team. Everybody in Ameriplan needs to be on the team for 05, and that team needs to have one dream. And he used the phrase, one team, one dream, and that's what I think 05 needs to be for Ameriplan. And I tell you what, we're really excited about Champions Weekend. We're excited that the leaders and the top producers of this company have the guts to step up to the plate and put on their own event. and we're going to be there, and we're going to be supporting it. And I'll guarantee you, if you haven't registered for this Champions Weekend, if you're going to be on the team in 05, you better get registered.
Well, I tell you what, the one team, one dream. I'm looking at y'all's three major goals, and I think that we can all agree, you know, moving up the ladder of regional sales director to national, the speed that it's done is so critical. I've used the statistics before that 90% of the people that I brought into the business that hit regional sales director in the first 21 days went on to senior, and 50% of them went on to national. So, everything is meshing together, and it's about keeping people in the game of income. So there's no doubt that everybody that's a part of this team that are focused with you, Dennis, and Daniel on these three things, we're going to see we're going to reap the reward. And there's no doubt about it that Champions Weekend is going to be a launching pad for all this stuff to happen. And, I like to throw in one thing, and that is, you know, your maximum potential that you have ever in life is what you're thinking about. In other words, if you're thinking about how am I going to just get by or survive through the end of the month, did you know that the maximum potential that you can possibly accomplish is just getting by for the month? You know, if your maximum potential is just you getting there, I mean, if that's what you're thinking, well, then your maximum potential is just you getting there. So I want to challenge you to think a little bit bigger, to think outside the box, if you will. And I want you to start thinking, how can I have more people at this event to start this launch of 100,000 brokers? How can I have my team represented there? And then when you start thinking about you having a large team there, then guess what? Your maximum potential becomes you having a large team there. And when you start thinking that way, you'll start performing and moving in that direction. And Dennis and Daniel, I know that you guys are totally committed. In fact, you talked about you had something that you want to introduce to the team as an incentive to get the Champions Weekend.
That's right, Mark. I tell you what, you heard the old saying, you know, talk's cheap. You know what I mean? Well, Daniel and I are willing to put our money where our mouth is, okay? And we think the Champions Weekend is so important that we're going to offer a very, very special incentive for everybody that is on this call tonight to register and be at the Champions Weekend, and to get their team to Champions Weekend so that their team can join with other teams and join with the huge Ameriplan team to make 05 a success. So here's what we're going to do, Mark. If you have not registered for Champions Weekend as of this afternoon at 5 o'clock, we're going to run a 48-hour incentive. If you register between now and 5 o'clock Central Standard Time this Friday, in this 48 hours, Daniel and I are going to send you $100 in Bloom Bucks. That's like I'm sending everybody that registers in the next 48 hours a $100 bill. And, I tell you, that covers over half of the registration, doesn't it, Mark?
Absolutely. I mean, the registration on that thing for the event, the early bird is $149, for the event, and we are also going to extend the early bird registration through Friday also, Dennis.
Wow. Great.
So now you're really looking at as far as the event itself, you can get the hotel later, you can get it now on the registration form. Obviously, you want to get it in as quick as you can, but go ahead and get registered for the event, because that really drops your cost, Dennis, down to $50 for going to the event.
I tell you what,
You know, there has, in my opinion, there's never been a bigger bargain in Ameriplan than Champions Weekend for $49.
That is, and I want to make sure everybody understands this is $100 and Bloom Bucks to be used for supplies.
That's right.
And also, Dennis, now, Dennis, what about, you know, you got some people that, you know, they're already registered, and you talked about maybe giving them a chance to kind of ante up and do something to also participate.
Absolutely, Mark. What we're going to do, if you've already registered, if you were registered by 5 o'clock this afternoon, and you would like to earn a Bloom Buck, like people that's going to register between now and Friday, if you will recruit a new broker between now and next Thursday, okay, that's December the 23rd, that's the last day of business before we close for Christmas. If you'll recruit a new broker between now and next Thursday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're going to send you a $100 Bloom Buck also. That's for those people that have already registered, Mark.
Well, I tell you what, that's awesome. You get a new broker and you get to go to Champions Weekend. And I want to challenge everybody on this one thing, and that is, set your sights on getting your new brokers enrolled for Champions Weekend also. So, man, I tell you what, Dennis and Daniel, you've stepped up to the plate. You've made it so affordable for anybody to go. But I tell you what I'm more excited about than anything else. I'm excited about y'all's vision and where you're taking this company, coming out of Champions Weekend. And I've never seen you more focused. We've had a relationship now for 10 years plus, and we've had some great times, but I've never went into Dallas and was just basically in awe from the time that I was there to the time I left, about the focus that you have, because we all know one thing, and a lot of people don't understand why 100,000 brokers. Well, I'll tell you why, and Dennis, you might want to expound on that, is you feel like that, the magic number is obviously in 1 year is 100,000 to kick us into momentum. What part of that you think will play on us hitting our $1 billion mark this decade?
Well, I tell you what, you got to think, strategically. You got to think ahead. When we designed the special contest for October and November, and we extended through December, that was done with the idea in mind to set up 05 for 100,000 brokers, and we've done a fabulous job, brother. Or do we have a foundation laid to recruit 100,000 new brokers in 05? But let me tell you what happens. When we accomplish our goal of adding 100,000 new brokers to Ameriplan in 05, that will set us up to go from where we're at today to a $1 billion company in the next 4 years. And that's our goal, Mark.
All right. Well, listen, Dennis and Daniel, you have been just more than generous with your time and Daniel, did I knock you off the line?
No, man, I'm still here. I just hear you guys talking. The more you talk, the more excited I get, the more focused I get on that 100,000 new brokers in 05, because I know how important it is, and I guarantee you, we're going to make some announcement at Champions Weekend that's going to knock your socks off, Mark.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I know you're focused because you're not even looking at the money we're putting out. You're only looking at what we're gaining, and we appreciate it, Daniel. We appreciate it, Dennis. You're just the most awesome owners and business partners. You say one team, one dream. We are all excited to be on your team, and we're excited to be able to share your dream, and that is being a billion-dollar company. So thank you for being on the call. I want to remind everybody that, as you get your registrations in, you can go on the website, go on to broker support. To get the registration form, you can go to championsweekend.com and get the registration form off of there. This event, by the way, will take place February the 10th through the 13th. The schedule is on Champions Weekend's website, and make sure you send your registration forms into Convention Concepts. Please do not send them into customer service. They will need to be logged in at Convention Concepts in order to meet that deadline. For the people that that did not get on the call, this call will be recorded and will be available on this number, 580-431-2808, option number 9. I'll repeat it one more time. 580-431-2808, option number 9. And don't forget, at 9 o'clock here in the next 20 minutes, we will have our recruiting calls. And I tell you what, if you haven't been getting on and listening to our President Club members tell their stories, we got the best leaders in the entire network marketing industry. And we got a team of President Club members that are putting on these recruiting calls for your benefit. The number on that is the 580-474-3685, extension 99477 pounds. But for tonight, they're going to leave the lines merged so that you can get off here tonight and three-way people and get them on the recruiting call. Let's start tonight on the quest for 100,000 brokers in 05. So thank you, everybody. Good night and God bless, and we're proud to be part of your team. Good night, everybody.